All right, time to talk some football with the voice of the Packers, Wayne Larrabee. Brought to you by Lakeland Automotive, Legend Larry's, Mies Fells Meat Market, and also the Bull at Pinehurst Farms. I'm Kelly Meyer. My partner, John Hensler, joins me.
Good morning.
How are you?
If you didn't know who Anquan Boldin was before yesterday, you know now.
You sure do.
Man.
Let's bring Wayne in. Wayne, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Doing okay. I mean, this was a game yesterday, Wayne, that, you know, if you weren't rooting for a particular team, this is a very entertaining football game, no question.
You know, first off, it's great to be back with you guys. Secondly, you're not the first person that said that to me today, and it was a great game. Whether you were rooting for the Packers or the Niners or whoever, or if you were just you didn't have a horse in that race, I thought it was a great football game played by two of the very best teams in the NFC. So, but I was encouraged by a lot of things the Packers did, and obviously they lost the game, but I still really like the way they took on the Niners in the trenches. And I'm talking specifically about Green Bay's run defense. They took a major step forward in that regard yesterday.
I think they have. Like you said, the front seven looked good. I wanted to ask you, though, you know, all we heard about is fans and commentators and everybody in the offseason because of the way it ended last year was the read option, read option, read option, read option. It didn't seem like they ran it too much. When they did, the Packers stopped it, but it didn't seem like that was really a huge part of the Niners' game plan.
Well, I tell you what, if they ran more than three plays of read option, I didn't see it. They ran a lot of pistol look, you know, with the tailback behind the quarterback, a lot of loaded pistol with, you know, the quarterback and the shotgun running back behind him and two setbacks on each side of the quarterback. They ran a lot of that. They did a lot of pre-snap motion out of that. But you're right, as far as straight pistol read option type of plays, they didn't run too many of them. But, you know, and again, people are saying, well, if Kaepernick doesn't need to run the pistol to beat you, and we all knew that. Kaepernick is very capable of sitting in the pocket behind the best offensive line in the NFL and picking your defense apart. And that's in large measure what he did.
Yeah, and boy, as John, as you mentioned, boy, they just had no answer for Anquan Boldin. He was a monster yesterday, Wayne.
Well, he and Vernon Davis.
Yeah.
I thought Vernon Davis was outstanding, too. And, you know, if you're looking for what is a prototypical all-pro tight end in today's NFL, you saw him yesterday, Vernon Davis, number 85. He was, I thought, very good, and he's an excellent blocker. He's a big play receiver down the field. It took him a while in his career to mature, to become this kind of player, but he certainly is all of it. And you're right, Anquan Boldin was just tremendous. Took advantage of two young safeties who were without their leader in that secondary, and that's Morgan Burnett. That was a big loss.
I heard you and Larry doing the game yesterday, and I think you actually brought it up, Wayne. How does a guy like Anquan Boldin bounce around to as many teams as he's been with? I mean, he looks like an all-pro. At least he did yesterday.
Well, you know, he was great with the Cardinals opposite Larry Fitzgerald. Never understood why they didn't make camp consideration to keep him. You know, everybody said, well, you can't pay two front-line wide receivers like that. Well, why not? Yeah. I mean, especially if they're the two best players on your team. The whole scheme in the NFL is to keep your best players. The Cardinals let Boldin go to the Ravens. He wins a Super Bowl with the Ravens. The Niners couldn't stop him, so they decided to pick him up in free agency. Or actually, I beg your pardon, they sent a sixth-round draft. Think about this. They sent a sixth-round draft choice to Baltimore for Anquan Boldin.
That's like
stealing.
That's amazing, yeah. Got to ask you, Wayne, obviously a topic of conversation here today, and I think everybody understands that, you know, one play doesn't make a game, but what were your thoughts on the Matthews late hit, then the personal foul on the 49ers? It ends up being a first down, should have been a fourth down. Next play, touchdown. You know, maybe if it's a fourth down, you kick a field goal. Who knows how the game plays out after that, but what were your thoughts on that? I think the officials actually came out at the end and said that they had screwed that play up, but certainly a tough officiating mistake to swallow, I'm sure, for fans.
Well, there were a couple of things, including the play before that one, where the Niners have a penalty on them. It's going to be fourth and one. If Mike McCarthy turns down the penalty, he decides to take the penalty, 5 yards. Now it's third down again, third and six. Then Kaepernick scrambles out of bounds. Clay makes late hit on him, and then Joe Staley reacts to that. Another flag thrown on the play. Okay. I don't know how the referee could not, this is not that hard, but none of us picked up on it. I didn't pick up on it. I don't think anybody on the field picked up on the fact they called it offsetting penalties. Well, yes, they are offsetting penalties, but they are dead ball penalties, which means they offset, the play stands, and it's fourth and two where Kaepernick went out of bounds. That would have changed everything. Instead, the official officials ruled offsetting penalties, replayed third down again, third and six, and then the Niners hit the touchdown pass from there. I just, you know, when you look back on it, at the time I didn't think much of it, but when you look back on it, how did they get that wrong? I mean, that's not even the rocket science or the rule book. There's enough rocket science in rule book to get wrong, but that's really pretty elementary.
What did you think, Wayne? You were talking about the play before that. What did you think of the decision there to accept the penalty when it, I think it would have been fourth down, and maybe they just kick a field goal and you avoid the whole thing? What did you think of that call?
Yeah, it would have been fourth and one. You know, and again, I'm not sure. Maybe Mike McCarthy decided, well, gosh, it's such a fourth and such a short 1 yard to go. Let's push him back and let's defend one more time on third down. It would have been an interesting call. I think the Niners would have gone for it, but maybe not. And certainly on fourth and two, if the officials had made the right call on the next play, I think Jim Harbaugh would have kicked a field goal instead of going for the touchdown.
How would you assess the running game yesterday, Wayne? I mean, the Packers in the offseason adding Eddie Lacy and really looked like or sounded like they were going to emphasize running the football a little more. It looks like they tried to do that early in the game.
They kind of drive, they looked great.
Yeah, they did. But overall, numbers weren't too gaudy. Your overall assessment of that, Wayne?
No, I mean, they really got handled in the running game. I thought the second half when the Packers, fourth quarter, I want to say, they got some good running plays going. They got Lacy lathered up a little bit, but the fumble by Lacy took him out of the game for a while in the first half. And, you know, 63 yards on 19 running attempts, that's not good enough, even against a great front like San Francisco. My question becomes, and again, Larry McCarron could answer this better than I. My question as a layman, just looking at the Packers, watching them through training camp, and again, I go back to the one game, and I went on the trip out to San Francisco Saturday night. I put the tape on of the Seattle preseason game. Because, okay, the first half of this game, let's get a look at what the Packers did against the run of Seattle and what the Packers were able to do running, trying to run on the Seahawks, a very good defense. And they didn't get much going there either. So my question now becomes, and I would ask this of any football person, can the Packers run block? Is this line capable of being an effective run-blocking line? Or are they just a pass-blocking line? I think that's a question worth asking, and by somebody who has a little more knowledge than I do.
Looking at the totality now, Wayne, I think it's pretty well-talked-about point among Packer fans, and I think national analysts at the beginning of their schedule is absolutely – their schedule overall is brutal, but the first three games are really tough. You've got Washington at home. Cincinnati looked good at Soldier Field yesterday. They're kind of a popular pick. How tough is it now? I mean, it's just 1 week, but at the same time, when you look up and down the schedule, it just there don't appear to be many breaks for the Packers. The early bye week, maybe, but that's about it. Where do you kind of go from here?
Well, I mean, obviously, you got to get two wins before the bye week, and then you can kind of regroup from there. But, you know, I thought they went out and they played a – I don't know if they're going to play a better team than San Francisco. I really don't. I think the Niners are still the class. I know Seattle's very good, but I think the Niners are still the class of the NFC, and I thought they were the best team in football last year. I don't think San Francisco is as good this year as they have been the last 2 years, but they're still really good, probably the best team in the NFC at least, if not the NFL. But Washington, you know, we'll get a look at them tonight.
Yep.
And nobody, people ask, well, what about RG3? Nobody's seen him since he went out of the playoff game a year ago. So no one has seen him in a game. We'll find out a little bit about them tonight when they play Philadelphia. They're a good football team, made the playoffs a year ago. And then you have Cincinnati. Cincinnati, very strong defensive front seven, especially a defensive line.
And, you know, the Packers, this may give them a bit of an advantage next week. The Redskins playing in a short week and then having to travel to Green Bay. So I guess you'll take that advantage, won't you, Wayne?
Well, yeah. And, you know, you usually see a lot of growth in your team in terms of performance from week one to week two.
Yeah.
Especially if things didn't go so well in week one. And I would expect the Packers to come out and play really well in that ball game in Green Bay.
Be a noon kickoff on Sunday, and Wayne, we'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, guys. Have a great week.
All right, good to have you back. Appreciate it.